What would you have liked to see included in the amendment, Samantha?
The citizen assembly wording for the care would have been great if they had just added it to include the people cared for. So the citizens assembly wording included the community, the state is part of the community because they literally provide community supports. So then that means that they also have to help provide care and support the person. And I know yesterday Martin Hayden said that if he had put reasonable in, we'd be complaining what reasonable is. Reasonable is more tangible than strive. Reasonable means that there is something being done. Strive means we're trying to do something. Like, I mean, I could hop in a pool tomorrow and say I'm striving towards go to the Olympics. It doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Mm.
Like, I could say I'm making a reasonable effort, which means I'm actually going to the pool and trying to swim and trying to make myself better. There's a huge difference between reasonable and strive.
Do you think anything is going to change now, Samantha? Do you think a message has been sent to the government? Because, you know, again, talking to people, I've heard from some saying, yeah, I thought it was going to be defeated, this referendum. I don't think anybody saw it being defeated that comprehensively. So do you think a message has been clearly sent to the government?
No, I don't think it has, because I'm watching the narrative coming back from the government and the opposition parties, and I'm actually disgusted by it, because they're now standing there and accusing the electorate of being confused, accusing the electorate of protesting against them and not actual the referendum. It's like, again, we went to the voting booths and we sent them a clear message saying we are not okay with what you are doing. And instead of standing up and saying, you know what, we hear you, we want to do better, they haven't. They've just finger pointed at each other and they've literally started blaming each other. So we've had the incumbent government blaming each of the parties that they didn't campaign enough. The opposition, who actually agreed with the government, stating that that was bad wording, you know, it's their fault that they didn't do better, but they were agreeing with them. And yet, again, the whole message we have sent them has been lost again. Like, nobody is actually listening to any of us. Like, I haven't even had contact from any of my representatives. Not one representative during the campaign, not one representative since the campaign has contacted me and said, we saw what happened in the referendum, what can we do to help you? Not one. So they're not listening to us. And we sent them an extremely clear message with the referendum. I know there was an element of them protesting at the government, but there was an element as well saying, no, it's not okay that you're targeting these people. And they're still standing there and not taking accountability. The accountability lies with them. They are in control to make all of this legislation and policy. They are in control to make everything better, and they are supposed to be working for the common good. And the opposition is supposed to be holding them accountable. They're supposed to point at them and say, this is not okay what you're doing. And instead, we have an opposition who are hand-wringing and then agreeing with them. That's not how this is supposed to work. And I'm actually disgusted by the narrative coming out. The electorate is not confused. Yes, the information was not out there and they were not happy with it, and they didn't want to vote for something that they were not happy with because the information was not given. But at the same time, we weren't confused about that wording. We saw what that wording said and said, no, we are not happy with it. They don't get to stand there now and say that the electorate were protesting them. They weren't voting on what we put in front of them. They were just confused and all of that malarkey, because it's simply not true. Like, it's like they live in a bubble away from the real world. And they need to actually reconnect with the public, because it's not what they think it is. And there's no amount of clinics that are going to do that when the top people up there are not listening, and they're not.
I think you've got the message across very, very strongly. And even I was watching Aisling McNiff last night on television. Aisling, of course, caring for her son, Jack, and she made the exact same points that you're making. And this is not, you know, a minority, Samantha, of people saying, oh, we're not getting enough, or you're not... like. It's carer after carer after carer saying the same thing, but the message doesn't seem to be landing.
So we've just had the biggest return of a refusal on a referendum in history. The biggest. That's not a protest vote. Because if it was a protest vote, both of the referendums would have been huge. But they weren't. We had the biggest return of a no in history, and they are still not listening to us. Carers are saying this over and over, and the only reason we get sidelined is because we can't go out and march. We can't go out and protest. We can't go out and get our voices heard. We can't put down our tools and say, no, we've had enough. Because if we do that, who's going to care for our loved ones? Like, we can't roll them out because half of the people that are being cared for have to stay in the home. They're not well enough to go out. We don't have the energy. We don't have the time because most of us are so burnt out and unsupported that we can't even get our voices heard. This was a strong way for them to hear us, and they're still not listening to us.
Yeah, there's lots of messages coming in agreeing with what you're saying, Samantha, and others saying they're happy that this was a no-no vote. One message saying that Samantha is spot on, very well said. They are in a bubble which needs to be burst. There's also another one that came in to us to say, I'm in the process of getting carer's allowance. Nothing in this unnecessary referendum guaranteed anything. I'm still waiting, by the way, says Marion in Salons. Before I let you go, Samantha, aside from all of that, and I completely appreciate you coming on the programme, how are you doing? It's been a while since we spoke to you. How's Ava doing?
Ava's doing amazing. She has just received iGaze technology, so we're in the process now of setting her up, so she'll have her own voice. So God help the world now, because she will definitely be making herself known. So yeah, Ava's doing fantastic. She's always been a larger than life personality, a bit of a diva. So she's doing fantastic, and the older kids are doing brilliant as well. I know people have labelled our carers sometimes as a burden of care, but I actually feel blessed to have who I have. They're such great kids.
Really are. And they're very lucky to have a carer like you as well, Samantha, because I know you've advocated time and time again for them, and you've made your point abundantly clear on the programme this morning. So thanks again for taking the time out to speak to us here on Kildare today. That's Samantha Kenny, a family carer, on why she voted no in the referendum over the weekend. Thanks again, Samantha.